Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, dear listener, we've crossed the world this week. If you've been able to listen all week, we started in Southeast Asia in the Papua New Guinea Bible Project and then went down to the Caribbean Islands with Benji Dryden and over to the Philippines with Frank Denisi and his wife. And then yesterday, way down to New Zealand with Bob Rutta and his wife, Diana. But today I want to take you on a trip to Japan. Now, if I were a young man, I'm not. But if I were and I could just go where I would love to go, I think I might go to Japan because there's so many people there who need the Lord. And I've been there many, many times and I have a real burden for the country. But James Scott and his wife and their children are serving up in the northern part of the main island of Honshu. And Brother Scott says, it has been such a wonderful time of celebration here in Japan. God's done some wonderful things here in Hirosaki, and we're thankful for all that he has done. Thank you for your prayers and support for our family, without which we could not do what we're doing here in Japan. Back in May, we traveled down to Fukushima to take part in a family camp at the Adatara Bible Camp. Because there are very few churches in northern Japan, people in our church often ask about events like this where they can meet in fellowship with other Christians, and they thoroughly enjoyed the event. Then also back in May, we had the wonderful privilege of celebrating our church's second anniversary. It's amazing to think that 2 years have already passed, but the Lord has done so many things during that time. During this service, we enjoyed reminiscing about all that the Lord has done, as well as having a wonderful time of fellowship afterward. We also had a very unique situation take place in May. As many of you know, we teach an English class here in Japan called Kids English Time. We normally have around 10, 15 children each time we hold the class, but during May, many schools held their annual field days, and these events were held on Saturdays, so most of the children were unable to attend. One family, however, chose to attend even though they were the only family there. This gave us the opportunity to sit down with them, to get to know them better. And during our conversation, we were able to bring up the subject of church and explain what it's like to attend a church service. Now, this was an amazing opportunity because it led to both parents attending our church for the first time. And it's amazing to see how God can take what might have been a negative situation, not having many children attend the English class, and to use it for His glory. Now, in June, I received a phone call from a lady who wanted to attend one of our services. And that Sunday, she came and enjoyed a time of worship with us. After the service, she thanked me and began to share her testimony. She had been saved more than 40 years ago, and as she put it, before getting too old, she wanted to make one final journey throughout Japan. However, she was very concerned that she would not be able to attend church during her travels. She looked at a map. She noticed that there were very few solid churches for her to attend the farther north she traveled, and she began to feel very discouraged. But then she found our church online, and she expressed how thankful she was that someone would come all the way from the United States to start a church in an area of Japan where there are very few churches. Well, in Matthew 9:37-38, it says, "Then said Jesus to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest.'"
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.